Mini episode 486 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by First Down Scouting, delivering the most thorough scouting service available, uncovering the NFL stars of tomorrow. Follow them on the web at the number 1stdownscouting.com.
The FDH Lounge. You'll want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the FDH Lounge. Rick Morris and Kyle Ross talking NFC football in midseason. You seem a little startled, Kyle. I guess you didn't realize the lights were going on here.
No, I didn't. By the way, did the true radio professionals start a show by pounding the microphone on their foot?
Well, you know.
Attention editing department, hopefully you won't hear this part of the show.
I think Edward R. Murrow used to make a habit out of doing that back in the day, actually.
Okay.
So, with the AFC, we broke it down into sort of the good, the mediocre, and the ugly. And in the NFC, it's just sort of the ugly and the...
In contention,
basically. Yeah. I mean, it's so, you know, eight teams to basically more or less throw out of the mix, eight teams to put in. One that's kind of a gray area that we'll get to. It's sort of a straddle team, I suppose, out of the bottom end.
Yeah. So let's just start killing teams out of here.
Yeah.
Teams that aren't going to make it.
The worst of the worst.
Tampa Bay isn't going to make it. They only have one win.
They're clearly the worst team in the NFC thus far. Although, again, we talked about off air, how much do you put on Lovie Smith or not? I say a decent amount because they're not nearly this bad on paper. On paper,
yeah, that's what they said under Greg Schiano, and everyone's like, oh, he's a crappy coach.
He is.
Yeah, I mean,
this is a team.
Here's my issue with Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Is everyone just going to be a crappy coach, or does there have to be some accountability to the players? I said this last week when we went through the picks.
Right.
And I hate going to this card always. But who's the leader of this team? Like, who's the guy?
That's a real hot take, Kyle Ross.
You know, like, I mean, you know, again, you're going to roll your eyes. Oh, yeah, I hate this. But, like, you know, Baltimore had Ray Lewis. So,
yeah.
Like, smack people around when things are going. Like, who's in charge of Tampa? Like, who's Tampa Bay's leader? Is Gerald McCoy giving fiery locker room speeches?
Logan Mankins has played on some pretty good teams.
Yeah, well, he's new. I mean,
okay.
I don't like this going back to Josh McCown that I've heard about. So they're done.
Yeah.
They're done. They stink. They've lost. I mean, they've been killed so many times. It's over.
Yep. Stick the Gamamaro meat fork in them.
Other last place teams in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
In the East, I think it's going to be the Redskins. Bad call by us before the year to say they'd win this division.
Yes.
But I think we get the – well, at least I'm calling Mulligan.
Unpredictable situation.
I'm calling Mulligan because the Robert Griffin III injury. I hope we've put to rest the whole Kirk Cousins is better than RG3 discussion because he ain't.
Well, Robert Griffin III is going to put to rest the whole question of whether or not he's a franchise quarterback. So there's that.
The problem is he can't stay healthy.
Right. Well, and he has yet to play.
Washington also – they make me scratch my head. You talk about Tampa Bay with you. It's not like they've been awful. I mean, DeSean Jackson was a nice pickup for them.
Right.
Have they been blown out in any of their games, Washington, this year?
That's been sort of few and far between. Griffin also has yet to prove, by the way, that he can do anything.
He did win a division championship.
In a non-gimmick offense. It was a gimmick offense the first year, Kyle. I mean, and that was leading a lot of people. You talk about hot takes out there. People to be like, you know, it's going to be a great debate in the years to come whether he's a better quarterback than Andrew Luck or Russell Wilson. That's a horrible take.
Yeah, that's
and
not
I said
one.
It at the time.
No, we did too. I was with you. I've done this show
were.
With you for
you
several
were.
Years. Don't jump on my case.
Yeah, okay. Well,
now, here's one thing I want to say. Let me watch. By the way, Washington has been blown out. One game was a Thursday nighter with your boy, Kirk Cousins.
That's right.
The nice he looks like a Republican, Kirk Cousins.
He's
said the Alex P. Keaton of the NFL,
I believe. It's the Sparty cloning machine.
Yes.
Kirk Cousins equals Brian Hoyer equals Drew Stanton. They're all the same guy.
Yeah, none of them are guys that I want to build my franchise
low with. Low-end starters, high-end backups.
Talk about last-place teams, and you talk about RG3.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a franchise that I think he's always going to be somewhat connected with, the St. Louis Rams, who I believe will finish in last place in the NFC West, which is obvious. Everyone's like, oh, you know, Washington gave up too much. I'll tell you what. Gimmick offense or not, Washington has won a division championship. The St. Louis Rams haven't won anything except the conservative coaching award week after week.
Jeff Fisher, who is vastly overrated. Sorry to our old colleague at the Sports Talk Network, Joe Lindway, who I know reveres Jeff Fisher. But
that does not surprise me at all, by the way.
He just knows how to coach football.
He's a real Jeff Fisher kind of guy, Joe Lindway.
He's got a mustache you could set your watch by, you know.
St. Louis, look, it's interesting with St. Louis. I don't think they miss. Look, Austin Davis is, you know, I think a lot of people, maybe you included, might say, oh, God, can you imagine if they had Sam Bradford, what they'd be doing? They wouldn't be doing any better than they're doing now.
Probably not, just because the overall team is not that impressive. Year in and year out, their skill position talent is just pukey.
It really is, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, it's nice that everyone's like, oh, they really got this heist for RG3. Well, what have you done with it?
Yeah.
It's nice that you got all these people. What have you done with it?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, okay, Washington has been a 7-win and below team the last 2 years, it's looking like now. Well, St. Louis has been at all three.
Right.
So they're, you know, and look, the rest of that division is just so tough. So
They're just
although they're a nice spoiler, they've beaten Seattle and San Francisco now. Oh, by the way, St. Louis. I just think that week in, week out, they're not good enough.
Here's
at the skill positions.
Too, like, and we'll get to this with Arizona. The way that Arizona disgusts you, St. Louis disgusts me. The notion that they, with their penis-punching ways, could take either San Francisco or Seattle out of the playoffs is disgusting and abhorrent to me.
Well,
I don't like bad teams playing spoiler on fluky plays, whether it be the special teams garbage play crap.
Well, there
that
was
they
nothing
did
wrong
Seattle,
with that.
Or
that was
the
good
whole
coaching.
Lucky fumble, or was it a fumble at the goal line against
that
San
was,
Francisco?
That was fortunate.
They're a garbage team that should have only one win, Kyle.
Wow.
They are. They are. Wow. I just, yeah, they sort of get
should
to me.
Should only and have one win.
Yeah. Well, what do they got, three? So if you
they
take those
three.
You take those out of there. Well, here's the thing, too. You talk about damning with faint praise. Oh, Trey Mason, he might be their guy to move the chains as a running back.
I thought he had a couple good games.
That's like the ceiling in St. Louis, to be a move the chains running back.
Their offense,
a wide receiver that can get you 700 yards in a season.
Their offense
garbage.
Is not very good. I mean, they are not a team that is built to win in 2014 NFL. I'll say this. They outplayed Seattle in that game. The San Francisco was lucky.
That was lucky. And again, Mason probably will be, if he holds up, a 1,000-yard running back in this league.
Better than Zach Stacy.
Yeah, exactly. Which 1,000 yards is what, 62 yards per game?
Well, I mean, with the platoons now. I mean,
to write home about.
The platoons now, I mean, you're not going to see those big 2,000-yard totals.
No, true. But it's
I guess Adrian Peterson just did it 2 years ago, but that's going to be – That's not going
to
happen.
Mason, compared to the garbage that they've had there, is just going to be overrated by everybody. They're going to latch on that.
No, I mean, I don't think he's the greatest running back of all time. I don't think he's going to unseat Eric Dickerson in the Rams' ring of fame. I mean, I don't know what you want from me.
Although, ironically, next year they'll probably be back to playing where Eric Dickerson put up his yardage, or at least in the same market, if you believe the rumors. So we'll have to see how that all plays out. But in the meantime, and I'll tell you what, and for the foreseeable future, the fans of SoCal. They may have two last place teams to root for next year if it's the Rams and the Raiders both moving there, because again, nothing's going to change anytime soon, I think, for either franchise. The Rams, again, part of it is circumstance. One of the worst places to be in sports, the NFC West. You do not want to be
If you're Seattle and you won the Super Bowl last year, it was just fine.
But that's why you do not want to be a struggling franchise franchise in that division.
No, you agree. They have some talent,
right.
But some talent ain't going to cut it in that division.
Right.
Last place in the NFC North, Minnesota Vikings, I believe.
Yeah.
It's interesting, given everything that's happened with them.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson, in case you no longer around. By the way, they don't need him. They should just get rid of him. McKinnon is been just fine.
Right. And they're going to as a purely football decision, which it seems wrong to talk about when you're talking about a guy who copped a plea for basically horsewhipping his kids' nards. But as a purely football decision, they're looking at paying a 30-year-old guy anyway.
Why would you do that?
Look
no further than, I mean, again, we don't want to trivialize the incidents.
Right.
Look at what Baltimore just did.
Well, yeah, exactly.
They got rid of Ray Rice.
Yeah.
I mean, you think they miss their brother anymore? I mean,
right.
I don't think
younger,
so.
Younger, less mileage. The funny thing about
cheaper.
Minnesota, yeah.
Cheaper.
That they're basically where we thought they would be with Adrian Peterson. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
They're not any worse.
I said 6-10, I think, because I thought that division was going to be really strong.
They feel like they're the same
team.
But
they're 4-5 right now. Where's Minnesota? They're Let me take a look here at Minnesota, who they got down the stretch. I just think that similar to St. Louis,
right?
Their upward mobility is somewhat limited by being in a strong division.
True.
Teddy Bridgewater, look, he wasn't supposed to be starting this early.
Right.
He's been real up and down, more down, in my opinion. He has not been great, although he's still a rookie.
His weapons are overrated, though. Greg Jennings was clearly, in retrospect, a product of the system in Green Bay. And for all the preseason slobbering over Cordarrelle Patterson, what's he done? I'm going to put more of that on the wide receivers being garbage than I am on Teddy Bridgewater.
They could use a real one.
I think he can be a big winner in this league. I'm still a big believer in Teddy Bridgewater.
Remember, we talked about this in the AFC podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota has 3 home games in a row. 2 of them are against Carolina and the Jets. They can win those 2 more wins there.
Yeah.
They play Chicago twice still. They get Green Bay at home. It'll be a revenge game, but Green Bay will probably beat them.
They can win 7
or 8.
This
is a 6 or – I think 6 or 7.
Probably
I think 7's their limit, Minnesota,
yeah,
which
I think
won't
so
be
as
enough.
Well.
Yeah.
I think so. And the thing that's interesting about the NFC is you get to the 4 teams at the bottom, and, you know, that's kind of – although, again, we didn't include the AFC North team in last place at the bottom. Ironically, because I think that's Baltimore right now, who we actually picked to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Baltimore is actually marginally – I think by like a half game, the bottom team in the AFC North. But you could take 4 teams out of the AFC, and that was it. In the NFC, you double that because there's 4 more teams don't have a chance to make it either. And
Atlanta is an obvious one. It just hasn't gone right.
And they're the team that I referenced when we were talking about Houston in the AFC. We expected a bounce back. I think in both cases, a modest bounce back. The neighborhood of 8 wins for both teams.
Yes.
Houston.
I thought Atlanta would be an 8 or 9 win team. I thought Houston could be an 8 or 9 win team.
Yeah. Houston's holding up their end of the bargain. They're in the ballpark. Atlanta being down for a second year in a row. And again, I am somebody who really bemoans the whole rush to judgment on coaches, because I think they've had a good thing going there.
It's
in
over for Mike Smith. It's over.
I don't think it necessarily should be, but it will be. Because
you and I, and we haven't, it hasn't been as fiery because they haven't been good now for a year and a half.
Yeah. We used to disagree on them a lot.
Yeah, we used to disagree on them. That year that they were the number one seed in the NFC,
yeah,
I pounded my damn fist on the damn table all year and said, this team is not the best team in the NFC. I don't care what you say. They're lucky. But here's what's funny.
They hosted the NFC championship game,
and
they played respectably in it.
Yes, they did. But here's the thing. Their front office really went for it with the Julio Jones trade, and I can't fault them.
I wanted the Browns to take Julio Jones.
Teams have
way.
Short windows, and you have to act on it. And they did, and they came very close. As you just said, they were winning at halftime against the 49ers in the NFC Championship, in fact. But unlike Tampa Bay, who were kind of scratching our heads over, like, why is this team so bad? I can now watch Atlanta, and I can understand why they're bad. The trading what they did up to get Julio Jones and some of the other trades they made, they're just too weak.
They cost themselves
on spots.
Yeah,
the depth is not there.
Defensively,
they stink.
Yeah.
The offensive line's not good. They're almost kind of like the old Cowboy teams. And,
they
I've said this before.
They
by
are.
Old Cowboy teams, I mean like 2 or 3 years ago, where they're real strong at the skill positions, although running back's kind of an issue.
Anton Smith's been playing very well.
Very
He's been
true.
Explosive.
Very true.
Here's the thing, though.
This year's Andre Ellington.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the difference, though. Those Dallas teams would limp up to 8-8. This Atlanta
team's
team is paying
not,
the price.
Yeah. I mean, the defense.
That's the difference.
Yeah. So they're not going to make it. Carolina, a team that I said would be the biggest regression
Fraud.
Candidate this year,
yeah.
started strong, got a little worried.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little better now. They're 3-3.
They've been exposed.
They're 3-5-1. Hold on here.
The front 7 hasn't even been good. That was the strength
of
the team.
Well, I mean, your boy Greg Hardy, I mean, he's got got more issues than, solidifying
but,
that front
Keithley,
7.
They got some other, big-time players in the mix there, too. So, even without the old wife beater, they should still be in better shape than they are.
Yeah, so Carolina, they're 3-5-1.
Mm-hmm.
They have not had their bye yet. Their schedule's not horrible. They may not – look, I only said 5 wins before the year. That
right.
was really low. They're probably going to win more than that, but not more than 7.
And I tell you what, too.
Like Minnesota, their ceiling is 7 wins, Carolina.
Their spending at the running back position makes the 1980s New York Yankees look efficient. Steve Kemp, anybody? I mean, it is just horrific what they have paid there. The black hole versus having a bottom 5 in the league run production as they've been. It's just horrific.
Since opening 2-0 with wins over Tampa Bay and Detroit, They are 1-6-1,
yep.
Carolina. So it's not been going well. I think they'll stabilize a little bit. Like, this will be a 6 or 7
right.
team. So, but they're out. They're out.
Ironically, in the state of North Carolina, years after Jesse Helms ran campaign commercials about quotas, there seems to now be a quota situation there. Jerry Richardson mandating that there's only ever one playmaker at the wide receiver position at a given time.
Calvin Benjamin's been better than expected.
He has been. But, again, let Steve Smith go. So it's the thing of, like, you can only have one thing in there for Cam Newton to work with.
Yeah, well, you talked about the money they're paying to the running backs. I mean, their financials are not great.
Right.
By the way, has never been a repeat winner in the history of the NFC South.
And
that trend will
again.
Continue.
Yep.
There, so Carolina's out. What do we think about the Giants?
They're
big,
out, too.
Big loser on Monday Night Football. They are the most Jekyll and Hyde of the Jekyll and Hyde NFL teams.
They are.
They looked really good for a while, mm-hmm. and then the other weeks they've looked really bad. And when you looked at the metrics coming into the year, mm-hmm. you kind of thought that because they were confusing. There were things that were saying different things, and that's why we both picked them, I think, maybe to slightly improve.
Right.
I said 8-8. I think that's where they could finish again. They had a horrible point differential a year ago that was not indicative of a 7-9 win
right.
team. But they also had a horrible turnover ratio that suggested they might improve. And we're seeing – this is a schizophrenic team, new offense. Some weeks Eli Manning looks great. Other weeks he's throwing to the grass.
Well – And you know, big blue homers would point to the fact of losing the top two running backs off the depth
chart. And that
chart.
Does hurt. I mean, let's be honest. When you lose your top two running backs, it's not like, we're going to be so much better now.
But Andre Williams was a guy that should have been a legitimate real sleeper coming into
can't
the league
catch
this
the,
year.
Yeah, but you know what? He's like the old school traditional 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Yeah.
You know, not to quote your hero. But, you know, I mean, he can't – you have to be more dynamic coming out, and he's
that's
not.
True.
The knock on him was he's not a good pass catcher. He's not exactly Priest Holmes.
No.
So,
and they've lost Victor Cruz, which hurts.
Yeah.
So
I mean, yeah. I mean, there's been some attrition.
The
defense, isn't very good either. I mean, you know, I know you want to mock Ray Lewis in commentary, and I'm not saying that he's, you know, Walter Cronkite by any means. But he actually was pointing out some good stuff after they lost to the Colts that there's just no – they just look lost defensively. I mean, they gave up what? Like 40 points over the last three quarters to Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I know Andrew Luck's good.
Right.
But you can't give up 40 points in three quarters.
Well, and, you know, as far as, you know, the way that the defense has played as well, again, they've been kind of up and down. I mean, you get long stretches there where Pierre Paul still looks like one of the better players in the league. And then you get stretches like, is that JPP? He's invisible.
Well,
to
their
me.
Secondary
you
stinks,
know,
kind
yeah,
of.
Their
By
secondary.
The way, they're now 3-5 with a road trip looming at Seattle. Then they play San Francisco.
Yeah.
Then they play Dallas. So, yeah, this team's out. Yeah. Now, things do end well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And, by the way, San Francisco-Dallas games are home. They do have Jacksonville, Tennessee, although on the road.
Right.
Washington at home, St. Louis, and then they close against Philly. So
they could win 4 of the last 5.
Yeah, but
and the funny thing is, you know, the irony is that Tom Coughlin, who I know has a lot of disdain for him, could end up aping his crosstown rival Rex Ryan and stealing enough meaningless games at the end to buy another year. That could be the case.
I'm surprised he – I mean, I'm not going to tell somebody what they should or shouldn't do in life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised he still wants to coach this team.
Really, yeah.
It's just kind of been a – it's a sort of a stale outfit. We shall see.
Oh,
that schedule could allow them to make a late run and get in there. I just think they're going to be in too big of a hole.
Right. I think so, too.
All right. I mean, especially if they lose at Seattle, which you think they would. That's 3-6. They would almost have to win every game.
Well, and the other thing is here, too, spoiler alert for when we get to the upper half of the NFC East.
Which is soon.
Yes. We said at the beginning of the year something that looked grossly wrong for a while but will turn out to be right in both of our estimation. I know from talking to you off air, the NFC East will yield only one playoff
team. Oh, I've thought that all year.
Well,
we'll talk about that.
It was starting to look different, but again.
Well, it does right now.
It's
but we'll
not like the Giants can count on getting a wild card. It's division title or bust, and that's why we're counting them out. They're not going to win the division at this point. They're in too deep of a hole, too many key players injured. It's not going
to
happen.
And lost to Dallas, lost to Philly already on the road.
We'll
didn't look good
on.
In either game.
Yeah,
okay.
They had their chance. They blew it. Chuck them on the ugly pile.
Have lost 3 in a row.
Yeah.
The Giants. So, okay, they're
that's,
out.
That's most of the teams I think we were going to hit.
Chicago. Right? Are they? Do they have a chance?
Okay.
They're 3-5.
So they're our Segway
team. Yeah. They're 3-5, and they're at Green Bay this week. If they lose that game, they're like the Giants. They'll be 3-6, and that's tough.
Cue up the Vinnie Mac Shades of Gray speech from November 97, because I think that's what we're looking at here. I'm going to put them bottom 8. I'm going to say they belong on that tier. But unlike you, I don't think the wooden stake has been driven
through
their
heart yet. Well, you're stubborn.
I'm
not.
Stubborn.
We both said Chicago would be a playoff team before the year.
And that's part of it, too. I mean, they've underachieved grossly. No
question
about it.
They can't win at home. They cannot win at home. And I'll grant they've played three home games.
Isn't that
they've
due to
lost
really turn
all
around,
of them? Though? Yes. Okay. They've covered one home game in 2 years under Mark Trestman.
Okay.
Hello. They have, and again, this happens. They have a stretch. So they're at Green Bay this week, okay? Let's say they lose that game. They fall 3-6.
Okay.
Five of their next six are at home.
Okay.
That's usually a positive. For them, it hasn't been. But do you know who the home game? I mean, you get Minnesota, Tampa Bay, Dallas.
Okay.
When you play New Orleans at home, that's usually a good thing. It's better than playing in New Orleans.
Right.
Versus Detroit, that's a division. I mean, I think they can turn it around to save Mark Trestman's job because make no mistake about it, he's on the hot seat in the Windy City. I just, again, like the Giants, if they're 3-6, you almost have to win out to make the playoffs.
It's close, yeah.
And so I would be surprised, given how they have looked, if they would make it.
Yeah, they're by far the best of those eight teams, but they may be in too deep of a hole. They probably still belong on this tier.
So we've eliminated half the conference.
Okay.
So we've got eight teams, six spots. Let's go division winners. We've already named one division winner.
Yeah,
the South,
by
New
default.
Orleans.
Let's
New
get
Orleans.
Them out of the way. They're,
New
they're
Orleans is
it,
so it's really
yeah.
seven teams battling for five
no,
spots.
And the funny thing is, when they were, what were they, like 2-4 or whatever, but it was a thing of like, and I was already saying at that point, I don't care, they will win the division by default. I was saying that before their turnaround game against Green Bay because it
was
clear
that
was to
my
me,
favorite game of the year.
The other three teams were just so stinko, and for New Orleans, it was just a matter of underachieving, and it was a matter of, okay. They can win this division at eight games.
They
eight
can.
Wins.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something.
They're going to win more than that.
Yes. I think it'll be. Now, I only said 10 before the year.
Mm-hmm.
It might end up being 9. They've only played three games at home, so they still have five home games, and they're at four wins.
Yeah.
Eventually, aren't they going to lose one of these games at home?
Sure they are.
Okay. Now, I'm looking at the schedule. They play their next three at home. They could be 7-4 all of a sudden. They are going to run away with this division.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be able to get a bye, though, New Orleans.
No,
I think
no.
they'll be either the third or they're going to host a game on Wild Card Weekend.
Yeah.
By the way, I'll say this about New Orleans, though. This is not a team I'd want to play in the playoffs. Three of their four losses are by a total, Rick Morris, of 6 points, one of them in overtime.
Sort of the pre-Riverboat Ron Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, so I think this team's going to go on a run. This team is going to be successful in the second half of the season, and they will easily win the division.
Well, the problem for them is they're going to get the one game at home. They would certainly be the favorites,
I see New Orleans doing what I said they would before the year.
Yeah, and then
9-10 wins,
losing in a winter,
and then losing
losing
outdoors.
Yeah.
In the divisional round.
It's just not the
unless
way.
Unless if they draw Arizona, then I'll be on them.
It's just not playing out the way that we thought it would. So we're going to give that division to them. Probably we should.
I thought they'd start slow with three road games in the first four.
Well, you
I thought
did.
They would.
You
I
did.
I thought they would start slow, but they're gonna take this thing. So
you did.
They've got that division. So
let's go to the NFC East next because that's the one we said at the beginning of the year. Nobody has a chance to get a wild card in the division. We still say that even after again.
The division winner is going to have
Dallas.
More wins though than we thought.
Yeah, Philly and Dallas.
It's going to take 10. It's going to take 10 to win this thing.
And here's the thing, though. And I absolutely, I would be. We laugh about me being stubborn. I would be backing off of that statement had it not been for the respective quarterback situations. Nick Foles goes down. Tony Romo is going to try and play with two broken bones
what
in his
back. What a gamer. What a competitor.
Yeah,
what an American.
Now he'll just have a better excuse for what's to come, right? So he'll be probably in and out of the lineup, I would say, the rest of the way.
By the way,
yeah,
have not had their bye. A guy who's got to fly to London with a bad back in a bye week.
They're playing Jacksonville. If there's ever a game you want to start,
yeah, well, I'll
Brandon
tell you
Whedon,
what. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
The,
again,
and there shouldn't
again,
be.
Again. Okay, we learned that Kirk Cousins ain't on RG3's level. Okay, this just in. Brandon Whedon stinks.
I was saying that before he played one regular season game for my Cleveland Browns. I've never been a Brandon Whedon.
He's bad.
Remember, he had a quarterback ranking of 5 in his first game, which was comparable to his minor league ERA, by the way.
Oh,
so,
wow. You don't like Brandon Whedon.
I've never
Tell
liked
us how
Brandon
you really feel.
As a quarterback. I have nothing against him personally, but as a quarterback. Well, you know, he should.
Okay.
But, no, if ever there's a game you would want to start him, though, it would be that game in London because nobody really puts two and two together on this, I don't think, sufficiently. But Clayton Kershaw being down with a bad back the first month of the season after that, what, 18-hour flight to Australia? You don't want to dick with certain things like
that. No, I think that, look, had they not lost the game to the game that Romo got hurt, the game to Washington.
Right.
Had they not lost that, I think they would seriously consider resting him again. Mm-hmm. The problem is, you know the way this organization works. We've
right.
seen some of the old Cowboys. It started when they, you know, again, it was funny when, and I was, I guess, part of this. I wasn't sure, and this is hindsight, that they should have put Romo back in at the end of that Washington game.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, what are you going to say? Oh, you know, let's ride with Brandon Whedon. I mean, we saw what happens when you do that against Arizona.
Yeah.
Had they not have, if the Cowboys were not coming off back-to-back losses, mm-hmm. Romo would be sitting this week against Jacksonville.
Right.
But they are coming off back-to-back losses, so they're going to rush him in the lineup. All right, Rick Morris, here's the question. Here's the 8 million you talked. We haven't even really kind of skimmed over this.
Okay.
The Eagles are down to Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
Now as their quarterback.
Yeah.
And unlike Romo, who might play this week, and hopefully the man doesn't get hurt again and could continue to play. We know Nick Foles is going to miss significant time, and Mark Sanchez is going to be under center for a while now. You think there's only going to be one team making the NFC East? I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Who will win the NFC East?
The funny thing is, that again, for all of my joking about this, I would have thought if it was a zero-sum thing between these two teams a week or two ago, I would have said Dallas. At this point, I'll say Philly, and here's why. Because Mark Sanchez is a much better safety net than Brandon Whedon. It's not even close. And I am assuming that
by the
Cowboys...
By the way, could I be redeemed 3 years later after I went on it, what, in retrospect, it was an inane defense of Mark Sanchez?
Well, you know, look, he was ruined by the set of circumstances in New York. It kind of happens a lot of times. He's lucky that he's getting a chance to redeem himself. Guys like Brady Quinn that were buried by bad situations never really got that chance.
Well, he was never very good either.
I mean, he played
for Kansas City, which wasn't exactly a great team. But
I think with Brady Quinn, I just think we'll never know. I just think there are some guys that just...
Now he's done.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, life is not fair, and that kind of, you know, played its way out there. I'm assuming it's going to be Romo and Whedon in some weird, twisted kind of combo situation the rest of the way there. Yeah, you know, for as much as we're hearing out of Dallas,
they just need to get Romo healthy, man. They do not need to be doing that.
Well, you know, for I think it was Jerry Jones who was trying to rationalize, like, it's just a matter of pain tolerance for him the rest of the way here. Well, you know, if you're basically admitting that you're going to shoot him up like a racehorse, which supposedly is being frowned on in today's NFL, I'm assuming that, again...
How about that face of Jerry Jones? That's been shot up like a racist.
It pretty much has. Yeah, he's probably volunteering his facial reconstruction doctors for the back shoot-ups here. But, no, I just – it's rarely could you look at a situation where Mark Sanchez is coming in to be the face of the franchise for the next 2 months and say that's a more stable situation, but it's a more stable situation than what's in Dallas.
What have we always heard – out of Chip Kelly's offense, the quarterback doesn't matter.
It's
look,
a star-maker
system. Nick Foles is not awesome.
You've said
that
all
along. I would not take Nick Foles as my franchise quarterback. Chip Kelly's my coach. I'd let him be the starting quarterback. But I would not, if I was another team, I would not, you know, make a move to sign Nick Foles necessarily. I'm going to tell you this, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know me. If I'm given the choice in debates such as this between a team that made the playoffs last year and a team that did not, I will always take the team that did not.
That would make me want to defer to Dallas, but I still won't because I don't trust the QB situation.
I'm going to take Dallas to win this division.
Okay.
I was convinced before the year that Washington was going to be the team that stole it from Philly. That's not going to happen, obviously.
Right.
Philly, I don't think is going to get matched their 10 wins from last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dallas, by hook or by crook, will get it.
I think,
and we'll win the division. A couple weeks ago, here's the thing. Here's what I keep coming back to. A couple of weeks ago, I was ready to anoint Dallas as the top seed in the NFC. I the Romo injury is horrible, and I had a this has really screwed me up because I had this great thing I was going to lay out for Dallas. You could still make a case that they have the best offensive line in the league. They have the best running back in the league. Now those two things go hand in hand.
He has yet to prove he can play 16 games,
That's true. And look, with all the injuries, I know that when healthy, Calvin Johnson is better. When healthy, A.J. Green might be better.
Right.
But as far as receivers that have been healthy this year, give me Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
There is a talented group. Philadelphia, look, it's only out of respect for Chip Kelly that I give them a fighting chance.
Well, and Chip Kelly is a guy who makes it hard for me to give him enough credit because of his showboating milkshakes and this and whatever. It's just I he kind of
like Chip Kelly.
He kind of rubs me the wrong way, but I will say
I mean, he's progressive. You don't like that. I mean, you'd prefer Vince Lombardi was still the head coach.
Well, it's funny you mention that because I was just going to reference it with Green Bay here.
Oh,
for as much as everyone puts over Mike McCarthy as a great offensive mind, and I think he is, let's compare injuries here. Nick Foles, Aaron Rodgers, non-throwing shoulder collarbone injury, apples and apples last year. Aaron Rodgers goes down. Green Bay is one of the worst teams in the league until he limps back. Because in the Mike McCarthy system, you can't just plug in any Hammond Egger, trademark the brain, and manage to get something out of them.
No, that's a great point.
In the Chip Kelly system, we're looking at Mark Sanchez coming in, and sure, there will be a drop-off, but I don't think it'll be a prohibitive drop-off, and that's why I'm still on Philadelphia at this point.
Two divisions, two wild card teams still be decided in the NFC.
Yes.
Shall we do the North, or shall we do the West first?
Which would you rather do?
It doesn't matter.
Well, let's do the North first, because I know in my case the West is going to tie into the Super Bowl talk that's going to kind of culminate it.
I love Green Bay moving forward. I love their schedule. I told you before the year they would be a slow starter as well. I had them 5-3.
Yeah.
They have lost three games that I thought they would lose.
Yeah.
You know, the Detroit, they played Detroit and Chicago back-to-back on the road. I thought one of those games, I didn't know which would be a loss. I figured one would be.
Right.
Other than that, they've lost at Seattle and at New Orleans. No shame in any of those losses. They've got one of the best quarterbacks in the game, a pretty generous schedule moving forward. I would not be surprised at all to see the NFC playoffs go through the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. The Green Bay Packers win the division. I said that before the year. I'm doubling down on it now. And I'm going to say the Detroit Lions, led by their defense, something I did not think we would be saying at this time, at this point, 3 months ago, will get a wild card. The Detroit, I think they play back-to-back division road games to end the year, which could be ugly if they're not already in a good spot.
Right.
But having given up the fewest points in the league, I'm a believer with Detroit. First-year head coaches, one of them's got to make it right.
Right.
So Detroit will get one of the wild cards. Green Bay wins the division.
Detroit, I just think with that secondary, they're doing it by smoke and mirrors. I realize
they
how strong
the
they've
secondary.
Been up front.
They liked the secondary coming into the year. By the way, I told you when we did our year ending last year.
Right.
Year, not the preseason that we did in August, but when we did it back in February.
Yeah.
That Detroit was a team that had the makings, when you crunch do the metrics and the advanced analytics, had the makings of a team that could make a big jump.
Yeah,
and then I backed off of it because everyone's like, oh, the same old sorry-ass Lions. The Bears are the team in the NFC North that you got to keep an eye on besides the Packers. I'm telling you, I need to listen to my first instincts more often.
I don't.
And the Lions are going to improve offensively once Calvin Johnson comes back. By the way, they're 6-2 and have gotten nothing from
Megatron. They
liked
what they had. They liked that. Okay. You know, it took until, I think, year four for Butch Davis to cut any of his draft picks. Eric Mangini thought he was a great personnel guy.
Well, these guys are working.
On and on. Everyone likes the smell of their own farts, Kyle Ross.
Yeah, but, but these farts are smelling okay.
Well, it's working out for them so far. But I'm saying I think there's some regression coming about the secondary because I don't necessarily believe they were right and the rest of the world was wrong.
They do not have – by the way, again, they will play three straight home games at one point during the second half of the season.
Okay.
And they are winnable games against Chicago, Tampa Bay, and Minnesota. Their road schedule is not kind. They have at Arizona, at New England, at Chicago, at Green Bay. By the way, this is why I like Green Bay to win the division. The Green Bay schedule is much easier. Green Bay is going to win this division. Thoughts?
I'll give it to Green Bay on a tiebreaker, notwithstanding, again, that
you just ripped Detroit. Who do you like in this conference?
Well, for Green Bay.
You said New Orleans. You do realize that two teams have to get a bye,
and
they can't be from the same division.
I understand that, so I guess it'll be Green Bay. I guess it'll be them. But
I had them
it troubles me that front seven has been peanut butter and jelly soft. They're giving up what, like 140 yards per game on the ground.
You know, they haven't made
Gilbert Grape doesn't live here anymore. Apparently, you know, I mean, whatever happened to the days when they were stout
Gilbert
up
Grape.
Front there?
Gilbert Grape, Leonardo DiCaprio, front seven. No, it was Gilbert. Who was his name? It was a guy, John Mano.
I couldn't think of the last name, so you know,
Gilbert Grape.
Yeah,
Because Leonardo DiCaprio's playing nose tackle. Well, this team hasn't been. Look, here's what. Look, ultimately, here's the thing. When I say the Packers are going to get home field, that doesn't mean I'm saying they're going to win the NFC.
Right.
They have been getting to the playoffs for the better part of a decade, despite not being able to stop the run.
But the thing that's interesting is Gilbert Brown. That's true. I'm going to have to make. I'm going to have to go crawl way out of limb here because if I'm going to pick Green Bay to win the division.
Who else are you going to pick? You just said you didn't like Detroit.
Well, here's the thing, though.
You do realize somebody has to win the division.
But I understand that, though. But, I mean, head starts mean something right now. And that's gonna we're going to get to that with the NFC West. Whatever you think of Arizona, the head start means something. Detroit being 6-2 and with a very winnable game against Miami this week at home means something. So
they're only one game up.
I'm crawling way out on a limb to say that a 6-2 team will not make the playoffs. But the Detroit Lions will not make the playoffs because there will be three teams coming out of the NFC West. Three teams, Kyle Ross.
You're picking a lot of repeat playoff teams.
Yeah, I'm saying
No, I say there won't because I picked Detroit to make a wild card.
Well, right now, let's go to that. Everybody right now, and again, this is
so.
This
who's
is
so you think Green Bay will be the second seed? So
they'll be the second
because you. I was say you didn't like New Orleans to be a bye, and you didn't like Philadelphia. Okay.
I'll say Philadelphia will be the three, just because of the hole that New Orleans has dug for themselves. I'll say that they're the four. But again, I think New Orleans, they're going to have a before we go handing them any kind of
they have the easiest division route in the division. Remember, they have to play those teams still again.
I understand that, but before we go saying they're going to make it out of a wild card weekend,
and they never lose at home.
And I realize that it's going to be a lot different than the locale the last time. But the way I got it shaped up, I got them playing the defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks, who I say is going to be the 5 seed in the NFC at this point. And me, I'll take Seattle to go down to Bayou and do them. They're going to go down to Bourbon Street.
Well, that'd be tough. New Orleans, how big would that be? Remember a couple of years ago when Seattle was the historically awful division winner and beat New Orleans, ironically.
They were, but that infamous pregame speech of Sean Payton, you guys could beat these guys in your shower shoes.
That was not one of his better moves.
No,
that
no.
And Bounty Gate.
Yeah, exactly.
Like to have those back. All right. Last week on the program, I said if Arizona beat Dallas, I would say something nice about them.
Okay.
Bruce Arians, there is just no sugarcoating anymore, is doing the possibly finest coaching job I have ever seen.
He should be the unanimous coach of the year.
I have zero idea how this team is 7-1. They're not good at anything.
Winning is a learned skill.
No, it's not. It's just finishing with more points than the other team. Like, Denver has a really good record, okay?
Yeah.
They have Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
New England has a really good record, right? They have Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Arizona has replacement-level Carson Palmer, has had to start Drew Stanton twice. And Logan Thomas played a couple quarters.
He's clearly not replacement level. He's not a franchise quarterback at this stage of the game.
Well, then what is he? What, there's a void between those two? And it's called what, the Carson Palmer level?
You know, I think I can see above-average Mike Sanders raising his hand and saying, perhaps you should give him my nickname. So that's my thought on the subject.
Everyone loves the defense on this team, and they should have last year, but there have been 7 major contributors for that team that have missed time. Some of them due to suspension, some of them left in free agency, some of them have season-ending injuries.
And the rest of them have kind of underachieved.
Yes, the secondary has given the pass defense has been the worst in the NFL. Now, those counting stats can be misleading.
Right.
They've been winning at the end of games, so sometimes.
Right.
I'll look at it. It's not like Arizona's been winning these 2 or 3 point games.
Right.
They've been consistently winning by 7. But. Damn it, man. Now that I've talked up Bruce Arians, tip of the cap, ironically, he always wears that silly hat.
Yep.
I feel the exact same way, damn it, that I did about Atlanta a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Arizona finishes with the best record in this conference, but they are not the best team in this conference.
No.
And by the way, what about the curse that's supposed to befall teams that host the host city of the Super Bowl?
What did I say about Denver? It never happens until it does happen. The San Francisco Giants, nobody's won the World Series Game 7 on the road since 1979. It never happens until it happens.
You telling me Arizona's going to win the NFC?
They could be the number one seed. They're in the driver's seat at this point.
They're
going to win this division based on the head start that they have. As I said before, head starts mean something. I don't think they may still be the third best team in this division because I'm not like the rest of the world getting lily-livered and weak-kneed about the San Francisco 49ers.
You have been on this point all year. I'll tell you what. I think, God, are you a stubborn bastard.
I am stubborn.
You are such a stubborn
bastard. I am a stubborn bastard.
Because, look, I'm conceding that Arizona's, until they beat Dallas last week, I was not ready to say Arizona Cardinals were a playoff team. I just wasn't. I don't care about records.
At
teams
7-1,
can collapse.
They have to be.
It would take a massive, massive collapse.
They won't go worse than 3-5. 3-5 puts them at 10 wins.
Like the ceilings. Who does Arizona play down the stretch? Who does Arizona play down the stretch?
Well, while you're looking that up again, I'm going to put over again.
The San Francisco 49ers are not going to make the playoffs.
They're
my odd team out.
By the end of the season, I think Seattle and San Francisco may be.
Only one of them's not making it.
Well, I'm going to give them both the spots over Detroit. And I think we may well be saying at the end of the year.
There needs to be new playoff blood.
Even though
I guess I've picked a lot of new playoff
Even though they're the 5 and the 6 seeds, we may yet be saying at the end of the season that they are what we thought they were at the beginning of the year, the two best teams in the NFC. We may be San Francisco is going to get the influx. Navarro Bowman should be back in towards the end of the season. They're going to be getting that influx.
Maybe Detroit does gag. I don't know.
That's a
God, Arizona's next two games are at home, and they're against St. Louis and Detroit. Damn it.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I will say this. Doesn't it feel like that's where they stubbed their toe after beating Dallas?
Yes,
after
yes.
doing all
they
these
do,
things.
Now that they do still have to play Seattle twice in the last week of the year. They go at San Fran.
Yeah.
This team's going to come down. That's why I'm saying Green Bay is the team that's going to finish number one in the NFC.
I still think Arizona's going to win enough to be the one seed.
I do not.
I don't
I
think.
Do not. I'll say this. The NFC West winner, and I don't know who it's going to be, is going to be the two seed.
Two seed, all right. You know, I mean, I don't think it's impossible.
I don't know. You know,
Green Bay has
You're
ground to make up on
You're kind of selling me.
Them,
I just don't think three teams are going to make it. The 49ers
that
have just
never
not looked good.
Ever happens in this league. Sincerely, the 2013 NFC West.
I'm not
or
saying
AFC
that it's
West.
Not, go, I, but it doesn't happen in back-to-back years. We went through that before.
It should have been three last year. Arizona was the best team that didn't make the playoffs. That's why every tool at the Labor Day parties this year was running around.
Yeah,
saying,
guess what? Every tool at the Labor Day party is smarter than me when it comes to football. Okay, all right. I need to write a column. Why the tool at your Labor Day party knows more about football than I do? The Arizona Cardinals edition.
Oh man! All
but
right.
So I guess I got to pick something, huh? Let me look here. I hate assigning wins and losses.
This is going to be akin
to... I'm going to still pick Seattle to win this division. I don't give a damn what you say.
I won't pick them to win the division, but here's what I am saying. Akin to what we saw in previous years. And this is so funny because we all picked, those of us that did, Seattle to come out of the NFC again of like, they're still an ascendant team. They're not like Pittsburgh, Green Bay, the Giants.
They might be.
Whatever. But you know what? That's the path they're going to take. As a 5 seed, they're going to win their
Everyone's
second consecutive
gonna be against
NFC.
Them too.
Yeah, they're going to win their second consecutive NFC championship. Famous last words on my part.
I'm agreeing with you.
By imitating that trail of tears that was carved out by these other teams that had to do it as wild cards or in the wild card round, winning all these games on the road. Although, ironically, we keep saying last year that was going to – it was kind of rare because in most years – The team that is not winning the NFC West between San Francisco and Seattle, and by the way, we have to wait, pause and see at the end of this year if that rivalry even really continues or if your University of Michigan Wolverines are going to poach away Jim Harbaugh.
Well, I don't think you're going to poach away. I think he's going to be run there by your boy Trent Bolt, who doesn't like him for some reason, who apparently the 49ers brass doesn't remember the 10 years before he showed up when they were down there with Oakland
and they should,
in the morass of the NFL.
They should just let him do whatever. But here's the thing, though. We were saying that's an outlier – that those teams would play in the NFC championship game because the odds are that they would meet in the divisional round. How funny would it be, Kyle, if the 5 and the 6 seeds advance and we once again get an NFC championship game between them? Could happen.
It could.
It could happen.
I think Arizona's schedule's pretty hard down the stretch. By the way, after they host St. Louis and Detroit, they're at Seattle, at Atlanta, versus Kansas City, at St. Louis, who's been a spoiler, versus Seattle.
Yeah, but they could be
at San Fran.
They could be the top seed.
They're
going to
level off. They are going to level off.
Kyle, this is a weird year. They could be the top seed with 10 or 11 wins. It's just that kind of year.
Green Bay is going to be the top seed. They're going to have 11 or 12 Green Bay.
You think
Green Bay will not lose more than 2 games this year.
You really are a strong believer in Green Bay. All right. Well, all right. The funny thing is that
I can't pick a playoff thing. I'm just sticking with Seattle to win the NFC.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm changing my Super Bowl pick from preseason. Denver over Seattle.
Okay. Well, here's the funny thing is that I was saying all along Green Bay at Seattle, that what we saw opening night would be a precursor of the NFC Championship game.
That was my preseason NFC Championship game.
I'm going to flip on that now to Seattle at Green Bay for the NFC Championship.
Oh, so you saw, after all you rip on me about Green Bay, you're still saying that they get there.
I'm picking them to be a two seed. But, yeah, I will say that because I think – how about this? I think San Francisco gets in as a six seed and wins in the first round. So that would set them up to go to Arizona.
Your beloved Arizona. So then Seattle can't be
Seattle.
Oh, no,
okay. All right.
You're getting
too out
of yourself.
You know what? I'm thinking this in real time. How about this?
How about Green Bay does get the top seed, like I've been telling you for the last 10 minutes?
The 5-6 battle, both the one and the two seeds go down in the divisional round.
Oh.
It's San Francisco at Seattle. How's that for my Baghdad Bob routine of stubbornness? How's that for clinging to bitter death like what I said going into the season? They're still going to be the two best teams in the NFC at the end of the season. All this trendy week-to-week stuff be damned. Seattle over San Francisco in the NFC Championship game for the second year in a row.
That's what I'd expect from someone who voted for Virgil Good in the last presidential election.
He was the good selection.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know what? I'm going to say exactly what I said coming into the season, which is Seattle over New England in the Super Bowl. You're saying Denver over Seattle
Correct.
To avenge it, and I'm saying Seattle over New England. That's what we got going on.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.